Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Washington on Thursday, November the 12th, 2020. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Minister of Health currently says, you know, the some of the numbers are slowing down at the moment.
Yes, we are looking at the cases now reaching 8,667 and 255 deaths. And we also realize that this is after the Minister of Health says 57 new cases were reported in the last 24 hours, with 15 in Bulawayo, 24 in Matabeleland South, 10 in Maswingo, and Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East, and the Midlands reporting one case each. Find this, the cases are still going on in Zimbabwe, as the world cases, according to Worldometer, have reached 52.6 million, and the world deaths 1.2 million. And the UK's marvelous, we see that cases are rising again in the US with 10,403,745 and 241,000 deaths.
Yes, like you said, you know, here in the United States, the COVID-19 cases rising what actually sparked a lot of controversy during the just ended election in the U.S. It played a really pivotal role in who the people were going to choose to enable them to be able to fight the pandemic moving on, including also economic issues. Like you said, the United States, we have over 10 million cases and rising currently, and 241,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University here in the United States. But the people out there that I've been talking to, when I asked them, who did you vote for? They were saying, we were looking for someone that can be able to put a plan in place to fight this COVID-19 pandemic. And we see that the president-elect Joe Biden yesterday actually appointed a COVID-19 task force as he prepares to come into office when he is inaugurated on January the 20th.
Yes, contrary to what we heard when President Donald Trump said maybe after the elections we won't even hear of COVID, people are using it to campaign as a political statement, and that the recent announcement of the vaccine that is being successful was just, announced days after Biden was declared the president-elect. But again, we'll be discussing that the U.S. elections, the COVID cases, and, you know, other developments.
Maybe while you're still on that, one of the biggest things that we're seeing happening here in the U.S. is that President-elect Joe Biden actually elected a woman to be his vice president, Kamala Harris. Is coming in, and, you know, she had a lot to say in her maiden speech to the nation, in her acceptance speech of being Joe Biden's VP, when they were, you know, saying that, you know, they had won the election as the Democrats. When she said, I may be the first to take up the position of VP, but I'm not the last, bringing a lot of hope for a lot of women and young girls out there that they too can reach and break the ceiling if they, you know, given the opportunity.
Yes, as we reported before, that she, of course, she did say she hopes the young girls watching her that very night would also know that they have a lot of possibilities, a lot can happen, you know, although she is the first vice president.
She will not be the last.
The position. Yes, she says she will not be the last.
Yes.
And many, of course, we know we're hoping, many Democrats are probably hoping Hillary Clinton will make it to the presidency with the last elections, but that wasn't the case. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje yikho ke yilo ke udaba esiluhlafunayo lolo ukhetho lwemelika lokunye okunengi okuchiyeneyo siyabe sikhangela ke lapha siqalisa ngesikhathi sibona ukuthi okwenzakala eMelika lapha sizaqalisa ke ngokulitshela ngokwenzakala kuma COVID cases. Siyabona ukuthi elizweni lokhe besedlula inkulungwane eziyisishiyagalombili 8667 abahlaselwe yileli gcikwane selokhu laqhamukayo. Njalo ke sikhangela lokuthi ababhubhayo belokhu besedlula amakhulu amabili 255. Kutsho njalo ke ugatsha lwezempilakahle olweMinister of Health. Lucho njalo nje lisithi izolo likabula kule abalithumi lanhlanu lasikhombisa abahlaselwe yilelo gcikwane sikhuluma nge 57 new cases. Njalo siyabona ukuthi labo i 15 ivela kobulawayo, i 24 ivela eMathebeleland South, i 10 eMashingo. Ukuthi ke abathole umuntu oyedwa ole COVID-19 bebese sigabenze Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East, le Midlands babathole 11 ke kwaze kwathi 57 kodwa bese sifonile ukuthi ensukwini ezedluleyo inani labantu abathola umkhuhlane lo kakutsha beseliphansi. Njalo siyabona ukuthi eMathebeleland South 24 laphana kungenzakala ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabavela kwele South Africa lamanye amazwe ngoba phela baya bathatha laphana emngceleni baye bafaka kwama quarantine centers bese bebahlola. Kodwa ke emhlabeni jikelele liphezulu kakhulu inani leli ngoba sibona u 52.6 million yebo ke izigidi ke ezingamathumi amahlanu lambili okwedlula lelo nani emhlabeni jikelele njalo kufike abedlula isigidi. Sibona ke ukuthi khonapha eMelika la kwele United Kingdom ukhanya ayakhwela amanani abantu abahlaselwa yileli gcibane asemaningi. Njalo abantu bazibuza ukuthi kambe kuyozala nkomoni. Sesibona ke ukuthi amadolobho amaningi lapha e-United States asebuyela futhi kokuthiwa i-lockdown ukuvimbela abantu ezindlini ukwenzela ukuthi igcikwane leli lingamemetheki. Yikho ke okwenzakalayo. Sizahlafuna njalo lo daba lokuthi khonapha eMelika siyabona ukuthi omunye okhangelelwe ukuthi abe ngumsekeli kamongameli unkosazana Kamala Harris ngokuqala wesifazana ukuthi athathe lesi sikhundla kungaphumelela ukuthi abe ngumongameli. Sitsho njalo ngoba abakagcotshwa lokho bekhangelele ukuthi bazagcotshwa ngenyanga ke kaZibandlela. Okwakathesi nje hayi bakhethiwe kuphela yikho lapho abasesekhona nomnumzana Joe Biden bona ke bengamabandla elama-Democrats. Siyabona ukuthi umongameli Donald Trump webandla lama-Republicans ulokhe engamukeli impumela yokhetho isithi kwakulokuqelibezela ngakho ufuna kwezinye indawo kubalwe ukuthi kade kwahamba njani. Siyabona ukuthi lokho kusemthethwandaba ukuthi bekhangelisise ukuthi amavoti lawa angabe ahamba njani ngempela. Kodwa ke sizabuyela futhi njalo kudaba loliyana ke ngike ngaluthinta olwe COVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi kule nhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu yona ke ngeye Mathebeleland nge 1893 Mthwakazi Human Rights Restoration Movement isikhulumeke lesiphathamandla sale inhlanganiso umnumzana Greta Vodloza Sibanda wasichasisela ke kabanzi ngokwenziwa inhlanganiso yakhe ukube besabela abantu amanzi emalokijini ngamabhawuza ngoba siyabona ukuthi la vele ikhansilini yakobulawayo kuthiwa aweneli abantu bonke ukuthi bewasebenzise abeneli. Ngakho ke bahambisa ke ngenkonxa lezi zinkulu okuthiwa ngamabhawuza. Njalo bathi kathesi sebelubhekise lapho kulondolozwa khona intandane ema-orphanages lalapho kulondolozwa khona abantu asebegugile ema-old people's home.
Aiwa, kune awa vachangu vakupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro musi wechina November 12, 2020. Apo ndiri kutefenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid 19 kana kuti coronavirus. Pari zvino denda iri muZimbabwe bazi rezveutano rinoti pane vanhu 8667 vabatwa nedenda iri uyezve pane vanhu 8046 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vachiri kunda. pozotiwo vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri vachishaya vakamira vari pa 255 munyika pari zvino. Asi tinotarisa kuti pasi rose denda iri riri kuramba zvakare rakasimba rakapfunya chisero muno nyanya muno muno muAmerica. Tinoona isu John Hopkins University Hospital yemuno muAmerica vanotaura ivo pari zvino mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yedenda irori reCOVID-19. Vanoti globally zvinoreva kuti pasi rose tichisanganisira neZimbabwe pane vanhu 52 million vabatwa nedenda iri, 1.2 million vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya, vakuda kutosvika pa 1.3. Koya muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 10 million vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri, 241,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka nyaya iyo yedenda reCOVID-19 inyaya yakanetsa zvikuru pasarudzo dzatichangobva kuona imo muno muAmerica. Apo takaona vaJoe Biden vachiwanikwa vachiwana maelectoral college votes akawanda kukunda vaDonald Trump, zvinoreva kuti ivo vaJoe Biden pari zvino ndo vari kunzi president elect, asi vaDonald Trump havasati vawanikwa vachienda mberi vachinodonedza matomu vachipa matomu kuna vaBiden. VaDonald Trump vari kuti ivo sarudzo idzi hadzina kuitwa zvakanaka uyezve vakwidza nyaya yavo kumatare. Takaona zvakare vaJoe Biden vachiwanikwa vachidoma vaamai Kamala Harris vanova ivo mudzimai wokutanga uyezve wechitema kuti awanikwe iye achibata chinzvimbo ichochi chavice president muno munyika yeAmerica. Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo kuti zvinorevei kuti tione amai Kamala Harris vachiwanikwa vachitora basa irori. Takaona zvakare mukutaura mavo vachitaura ivo kuti ivo she may be the first, zvinoreva kuti ivo ndeve kutanga kubata chinzvimbo ichi asi havasi vekupedzisira. Ndokutaura kwavakaita mazwi akawanikwa achibata madzimai mazhinji uyezve vanasikana vechidiki vazhinji pasi rose vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino vaakuona kuti pane mabasa akadai sekuva mutungamiri wenyika, mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika, kana mabasa emuhurumende epamusoro anogonawo kubatwa nemadzimai nevanasikana. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo. Ndichitaura zvakare kuti tiri kuona apo picture yevanhu vanga vari kuwanikwa ivo vachifara mushure mekunge vaJoe Biden vawanikwa ivo vachidomwa kuti ndivo vakange vakunda musarudzo dzemuno. Ini ndakawana mukana wokuenda kuWhite House pazuva iroro ndika vaJoe Biden vakange vakura achiti nekuti nyaya yerusaro raganda ndiyo nyaya yanga iri kumunetsa sezvo ane mwanakomana ane makore gumi waanofungidzira kuti iye pasi pehurumende yavaBiden zvinhu zvinogona kumunakira. Ndikasangana zvakare naTafadzwa Matinenga anova zvakare chizvarwa cheZimbabwe aitaurawo zvakare kuti iye akange avhotera vaBiden uyezve akange ari kufara kuti vakakunda musarudzo iri, achiti iye zvanga zviri kunyanya kumunetsa inyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 nekuti anga ari kuti iye pasi peutongi hwavaDonald Trump anga asinganyatsonzwa kugutsikana kuti denda iri ranga riri kuwanikwa iro richiwanikwa richiwana kuti vaDonald Trump vanga vachiwanikwa ivo vaine hwaro hwekuti denda iri vakwanise kunge vachirirwisa, achiti vaBiden pari zvino anotarisira kuti iye vanokwanisa kunge vachizouya nehwaro hwekuti denda iri rirwise. Takaona ivo vaBiden nezuro vachidoma yavari kuti ivo COVID-19 task force, zvinoreva kuti vatova ivo vari kutanga mabasa ekuti vaedze kuumbiridza vanhu vachange vari muhurumende yavo. Asi tinoona kuti pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika nekuti pari zvino vaDonald Trump havasati vasiya matomu uyezve havasati vasunungura homwe yemari inowanikwa iyo ichibva kubazi rinonzi GSA rinowanikwa richizopa mari kune uyo anenge awanikwa achigadzira inonzi transitional government yekuti vawanikwe ivo vachidoma vanhu vanopinda muhurumende uyezve vachitanga mabasa kuitira kuti vange vagadzirira panozowanikwa mutongi mutsva achidomwa musi waJanuary 20 unova iwo musi uchange uine inauguration kana kuti muswe unogadzwa vaJoe Biden. Asi zvizhinji zvinoitika imo muno muAmerica nekuti tichaona pane mamwe maprocess achapindwa kuti tozoona dare guru richizowanikwa iro richitipa mutemo vaBiden ndo vakunda. Tozowanikwa zvakare tichizonzwa kuti kubva kuna vaDonald Trump zvizviri kuitika kubva kwavari asi pari zvino vaTrump vachiri ivo mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica uyezve asi pari zvino havasati vawanikwa ivo vachidonedza matomu kana kuti vachipa matomu kuna vaJoe Biden panyaya iyoyi yatiri kutarisa muzuva ranhasi tiri kutarisa zvakare zvizhinji zviri kuitika pasi rose uyezve nemuZimbabwe apo nhasi taona mutori wenhau Hope Uchimwono achinyimwa mukana wokuti abhadhare mari yechibatiso yekuti atongwe achibva kumba sezvo ari kunzi iye tanzwa isu vatongi vemudare redzimhosva vachiti ivo anokwanisa kuzowanikwa achitiza kana akawanikwa iye achipiwa mukana wokuti atongwe achibva kumba izvo zviri kushorwa nevanowanikwa ivo vachirwira kodzero dzevanhu vakawanda vachitaura ivo kuti zvakange zvakanaka kuti dai zvaibvira kuti Hope Uchimwono awanikwe iye achitongwa achibva kumba saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo uyezve tichange tichingoenderera mberi tichitaura hatii nevanyarikani vedu tichitarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panguva iyo ino ndiri kuona kuti ndatopatova nemunyarikani wedu wekutanga makadiiko
tiripo makadiiko sesimave
aiwa tiri wadii titaurei kuti ndimani uyezve kuti muri kupi
ini ndinoitwa Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero ndiri muusa kunzvimbo inonzi Madison, Wisconsin.
Nzvimbo yeWisconsin iyi takaiona panguva yemaelections yaingoramba ichiiswa pamaterevhizheni nezvimwewo zvichinzi takamirira kunzwa kuti zvii zviri kubuda kubva kuwisconsin tiri kubva musarudzo kwakamira sei kuwisconsin uku
kuwisconsin kwakanyarara zvako vanhu vari kuratidzira vamwe vanoratidzira vachitsigira President Donald Trump vamwe vanoratidzirawo vachitsigira President-elect Biden sekunzitaura kwamaita inzvimbo yatingati yanga iri battleground one of the battleground states because mukatarisa even pane zvakabuda musarudzo zvacho margin yacho iri very very slim kuratidza kuti vanhu vari equally divided so it can go either way
kana muchiti battleground munenge muchirevei kune vamwe vakateererawo vangange vari kune dzimwe nyika kwakadai sekuZimbabwe
so kana takatarisa nzvimbo yakaita seWisconsin yakati siyanei mbichana nenzvimbo dzakaita sana Alabama dzavanoziva kuti dzinhu dzagara dzinotovhotera kana kuti bato remarepublicans tozotarisa kana nzvimbo dzakafanana naIllinois dzavanotoziva kuti dzinotovhotera kana kuti California dzavanotoziva kuti dzinotovhotera chimadhemocrats inzvimbo yekuti vanhu vanotarisa maissues anenge achiitika and vamwe vacho vanenge vari engaged saka kune vanhu vanoti vanotoda kuconvinswa kuona kuti wakamira papi mafambiro ako akamira zvakadii vanowirirana nezvauri kutaura here kuitira kuti vakuvhotere although kune madie hard fans kwozoita of either parties kwozoita maindependent akati o
saka kwakazobuda sei
Wisconsin rwendo runo yakawanikwa ichivhotera president-elect Biden but munotarisa muna 2016 yakavhotera president Trump
maybe just take us a little bit we know you're in Wisconsin which as you said is a battleground what is a battleground when you're looking at the recent elections
yeah a battleground is mainly those states that normally don't vote one way you can vote you can come for example there are other states like the southern states for example Alabama and probably Kentucky and stuff like that they usually vote one way they usually vote Republican and then when you look at other states like New York California Illinois they usually vote Democrat whatever comes so with Wisconsin they don't usually vote one way at times they vote for the Republicans and at times they vote for the Democrats and you can also see that around 2016 they voted for President Donald Trump this time around Wisconsin voted for president-elect Biden.
Talking about president-elect Joe Biden, we saw that his pick for VP is Kamala Harris. How is that resonating, especially for women and young girls?
Most girls feel very, very excited, and most people of color are feeling very excited as well, because this was a historic moment for them. She is number one, the first woman to be holding this position, and to for the people of color, they are saying she is one of their own, one of the first black women to be holding this position. So this was a very important moment that is validating, or that is that kind of shattered the glass ceiling for women and girls, and especially for women, because they feel for the young girls, because they feel like they can do anything now without limitations.
You have a young daughter yourself. Well, how did she feel? Were you watching this together? What was that moment like for you and for her?
She was very excited, I think she feel empowered already. She is doing a lot of stuff like in Zimbabwe, and so you'd find that it was more like vindication that girls can do anything they want to do without anything stopping them.
Tell us a little bit about her. What exactly is she doing in Zimbabwe? How old is she, and what's her name?
So my daughter's name is Makanaka Chikowero. She just turned 16 last week. She started a non-profit organization in Zimbabwe in the Chimanimani area, but she has been helping girls around Zimbabwe, across Zimbabwe. She is an athlete, so she plays soccer and she swims. So for her, what was of major concern was most girls were not playing soccer. And looking deeper into it, she saw that they didn't have the resources, even if they wanted to do it. And that was her driving force. And so when she saw that, I think she was around 10 years old then. When she got to around, then she started buying soccer stuff for girls and donating to girls in Murewa, in Shamva. And recently she donated even the sports bras for girls in Zivarasekwa for like Maninge Football Club, and also to Murewa and Samva. And then last year, when the cyclone hit in Chimanimani, she decided to formally register her organization, and she is sending a number of girls to back to school, orphaned girls that were affected by Cyclone Idai, and also she started soccer programs there, and you find that on the 31st of October, they managed to have an International Day of the Girl Child, and they did a very big soccer tournament where like almost 400 girls came to play soccer, which was a very first. And the chief of that area, Chief Mtambara, actually was there she was given a piece of land to build a study center. So that was really a big thing for her. So right now, she's actually a finalist. She was nominated for She Inspires Me Award, a 2020 award that is being given by Chicago Red Stars Football Club. Oh. So she's in the top three. So they did the nominations and she was selected, and she's in the top three. So now she's people need to be voting for her, and voting is closing like on Sunday.
What where do people vote, and what does she get to win?
She gets support for the work that she is doing already. Mm-hmm. And also they are going to give her season tickets and all that stuff, you know, some kind of exciting stuff, I think, for a 16-year-old. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And where can people vote for her?
So you go to their website. It's called, ChicagoRedStars.com. They have put up their nominees there. And by the way, she is the only Zimbabwean there. So Zimbabwe, you need to carry your daughter.
Thank you. Saka mumbo titana nguro kuti imi munoona sei kudomwa kwa Mai Kamala Harris semumwa mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica. Uyezve tinoona kuti mune mwana musikana akatambira sei izvi.
Kudomwa kwa Mai Kamala Harris zvakasimudzira vanasikana zvakanyanya. Mukatarisa kwemakore tagara tine Rosaria Girls Club. Iri muno muUSA inowanzoenda nevanasikana ku New York ku CSW and inoshanda closely with the girls in Zimbabwe as well. So you'd find kuti vana vakafara zvakanyanya and zvakavasimudzira. Last time pakatadza kupinda Mike Clinton vakavhiringidza zvakanyanya because vaifunga kuti there are still these barriers, hapana zvatinokwanisa kuita sevanhukadzi. But kuwanikwa Mai Kamala vachipinda pa position yekuita vice president, it actually raised their hope. They said they could breathe again, to use their terms. Saka zvadaro inini semwe mwana wangu anonzi Makanaka Chikowero akatanga organization yake. She's the founder and president organization inonzi MTC Educate a Girl Foundation. So organization iyi yakanangana nekuti vanasikana vadzidze, empowering women and girls so through education and sports. Iye akasarudza education and sports nenyaya dzekuti iye pache zvake anoita masports, anoswima zvakare anotamba soka. Zvadaro makore apfuura kubva ari 10 kumakore 10 akatanga kuziva kuti vamwe vasikana kuZimbabwe havasi kukwanisa ispe zvakanyanya vekumaruwa. Because there's that divide yekuti vari mumaurban areas kunyanya vane chouviri vanokwanisa kunge vachiwanirwa zvekuita nevabereki vavo, but vari kumaruzevha vazhinji vacho because of the economic situation and cultural differences and stuff like that. Vakata vanokwanisa vasingazotamba chibhora. Akati ini ndoda kuti ndoziva kuti kuswima kunganedza asi chipabhora. Saka akatanga kutsvaga masoka equipment achiendesa kuvasikana kushamva kuna Namurewa. And recently akakwanisa kudonata masports bras kuna vasikana veku football club inonzi Maninge Football Club iri mudziva rasekwa, iri based kudziva rasekwa too. Vakapazve masoka masports bras aya kuvasikana vari kuchimanimani nekwamurewa. Masports bras aya akapuwa neorganization inonzi the Sports Bra Project. Saka zvadaro musi wa31 October vakawanikwa vachipembererawo vasikana vari kuchimanimani kunova kune muzinda mukuru weorganization yake. Muzinda mukuru nekuti ndokune vasikana vakawanda. Vakatanga vakaungana about 300 to 400 girls kuti vacelebrate International Day of the Girl Child. Vaine dingindira ravo ravaiti celebrating girlhood. Vakakwanisa kunge vachipuhwa zvekushandisa zvakaita sena sanitary pads. But chakanyanyofadza ndechekuti mambo wedunhu iroro, Mambo Mutambara, vakakwanisa zvakare kuwanikwa vachipa uomaka nzvimbo yekuti avakire study center yake. Nekuti mukukurukura kwaanogara achiita nevasikana zvakanga zvichimunetsa zvakanyanya, achiti there is this digital divide. Inini kunoku ndiri kukwanisa kunge ndichienda online ndichiramba ndichienderera mberi nechikoro. Vasikana vari mumaprogramu angu anonzi vanoitwa maMTC Sirens. Ndovasikana vanotamba bhora nemaMTC Scholars, ndovasikana vanenge vanoendesa kuchikoro nherera dzaari kuendesa kuchikoro. Hadzisi kukwanisa kuramba kukuenda kuchikoro, saka we need to do something. Saka it was a great gesture from the head of the of the area.
Wow. And also you mamuri kutaura kuti pane akanominate wachi vamwe vangada kuziva kuti ari kupi mhaka pari zvino.
Okay.
Taura matane 16 years iye zvine zvari kupi
izvezvi ari muonline class.
Kuti vanhu vanofanira kuziva kuti atori mwana wechikoro
izvezvi atori muchikoro ari muhigh school. Ari inonzi grade 11 nofunga hamene equivalent yechii kuZimbabwe. Akanominatwa ne football club inonzi Chicago Red Stars. Ne award yavari kufanira kupa inonzi She Inspires Me. So iyo award inopuwa to women who exemplify leadership, practice social responsibility, and who inspire and uplift their communities. Saka iye akanominatewa as one, akakwanisa kunge ari pa top three. Saka vanhu vari kufanira kuchimuvhotera kuti akwanise kunge achihwina mubayiro wacho iwoyo pavasikana vatatu. She is the only girl, she is the only, she is the youngest. And Zagare, she is the only Zimbabwean that we have there, or I can say she's the only African that we have there. Saka isusu semaZimbabwean ngatibereke mwana.
Saka ari kuvhoterwa papi uyezve mavhoti anovhara rini?
Mavhoti aya akavhurwa nezuro, acha vanhu vachavhota kusvikira musi weSunday. Saka ari kuvhotwa pawebsite yeChicago Red Stars, panonzi chicagoredstars.com. Ndopakaiswa manominees acho. Iye ari mukategori yema18 and under.
Aiwa, pakanaka. Totarisa zvakare sekutaura kwatanga tiri kuita panyaya iyoyi yemaelections. Saka vanhu ikoko vari kuzvitambira sei kutaura kwamaita kuti kubattleground?
Vanhu vari kuzvigashira, vazhinji vari kufara. Zvandareva kuti Wisconsin yakati iri so divided. Hautomboziva kuti uyu ndiye muRepublican, uyu ndiye muchi, ndiye muDemocrat. But vashoma vacho vanozinge vachibuda vachifara zvikuru sei vechidiki, because takaona vechidiki vakanga vachibuda zvakanyanya pamaprotest aya akanga achiitika. Vakanga vachiratidza kufara chaizvo kuti at least pave neutungamiriro wakati siyanei.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, Mav, if you could just highlight.
We had an interesting chat there. Lucy Ndongwe Chikore is actually from Wisconsin, as you know, which was one of the battlegrounds in this just-ended elections. So she was just saying that, you know, in 2016, Wisconsin voted Donald Trump. But in this current election, they went Democrat. They voted for Joe Biden. And then she was also talking about her daughter, who is 16 years old and has been nominated for an award, which is currently, you know, people are voting because she's being nominated as one of the young girls that are actually, you know, working with communities. She works with young girls in Chimanimani and Murewa, but currently she couldn't come on the program because she's currently doing homeschooling, but she has a competition that's going on where she hopes to get support from a football team in Chicago. Who have actually, she's one of the nominees, the top three finalists for, you know, for that award, for her to get funding for her projects in Murewa and Chimanimani.
Yebo ke siyabonga kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje ke yilo uhlelo lwethu lwe Women's Round Table or le Live Talk lapho ke ebesixoxa la besifazana abachiyeneyo nehlelo abasiqhubayo nokwenzakalayo elizweni nemhlabeni jikelele. Lapho ke besilongo nkosikazi Lusindo Ngwechikowere nahlala edolobheni le Wisconsin khonapha kwele Melika. Ubesichasisela ke ngomomo wokhona khona ngalesi. Nanzelela ukuthi lapha kusanda ukuqhutshwa phela ukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Njalo sibonile ukuthi umongameli Donald Trump ngemukeli impumela. Ngakho ke la ubesitshela ke khona ukuthi kwenzakalani edolobheni lakhe le Wisconsin lalo lapho beku. Bekuyileliyana ebelibangwa ngoba kulamavoti amaningi nokunye nje abakuthola kuwo. Ngakho-ke yikho-ke ebesikukhangela lapha njalo esiqoxelake langenhlelo esiqhutshwa yindodakazi yakhe ukuthi abesifazana abayenza ozemidlalo benelise-ke ukuthola izembatho ezifaneleyo. Yikho-ke ade sikuhluza namhlanje besithembile-ke ukuthi sizaxoxa nabameli bedale lePhalamende abachiyeneyo sizwe ukuthi bathini ngokuthi omunye okhangelelwe ukuthi abe ngumsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris ngowesifazana ukuthi kufaka ngapha besifazana lokho. Kodwa-ke hhashi sisayinelisanga ukubathola, sithemba nje bazasijoyina njengoba lokho sisasele neminye imizuzu ingakapheli. Ngikho-ke sikuxoxayo ke namhlanje lapha ke Women's Round Table namhlanje sikhangela njalo kungayisikho ukhetho lwemelika lodwa esilubhekileyo sikhangela ke lo kwenzakala elizweni sinazelela ukuthi abantu abahlaselwa ligcikwane le-COVID-19 lokhu bekhona ngempela njalo inani labahlaselwe izolo ele-56 belingandiphezulu ngoba isikhathi esiningi bebengabaningi kangako abantu bese kubuya nje qoqo amanani sifice elilodwa sifice amathathu sifice amane kodwa sokuthe vumbu vumbu nje sesibona esesedlula amachumi amahlanu okusho ukuthi ngempela abantu kumele bebone ukuthi bayazinakekela lapha ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo kodwa ke njengoba sisanda ukukhulu abantu esikhulume labo ke bayasitshela ukubana hayi kunzima lapha njengoba abantu bedinga amanzi ezikotshweni isikhathi esiningi ngakho kuba nzima ukuthi bewathole batshona beminyene ndawonye bewadinga lawa manzi kungalalokhuyana okuthiwa yi-social distancing njalo abanye baya beziphandela bethengisa besenza imicimbicimbi etshiyeneyo emadolobheni lapha ukuze betholele iimuli zabo imali ngakho kuba nzima ke ukuthi kuthi umuntu uyahlala endlini njengalokho esikubona emazweni ukuthiwe uku-lockdown wenqabela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane yebo ke yikho lokhu-ke sixoxa ngakho kathesi silindele abanye ke abahlonitshwa bethu ukuthi besixhase-ke kuhlelo lethu siqhubeke-ke sihlafuna okwenzakalayo ke lapha kwele Melika marvelous
aiwa apo tiri kuenderera mberi nechirongwa chedu tichitarisa zviri kuitika panyaya yesarudzo dzemuno muamerica apo takaona amai Kamala Harris vachiwanikwa ivo vachidomwa semumwe wemutevedzeri wavajoe biden wechidzimai wekutanga uyezve vari mutema saka vazhinji vari kutarisa kuti izvi zvinorevei takatarisa nyaya yemadzimai tiri kutarisa isu kuti tanga tiri kutarisira kunge tiine vadare vemuparamende yemuzimbabwe kuti tinzwewo pfungwa dzavo kuti ivo vanoona sei izvi asi nenyaya yekuti nhare dziri kuti nesei pari zvino hatina kukwanisa kunge tichivaunza pachirongwa we were actually planning to have some of the lawmakers in Zimbabwe come in and weigh in on the appointment of Kamala Harris as one of the first black women vice presidents of the USA and what it means for women in particular also in Zimbabwe where we've seen we had Joyce Mujuru who was the then VP of president the late president Robert Mugabe my wish also was actually to bring her on the program to just kind of weigh in on what a VP does when they are given such a position or when they've earned such a position saka tichange tiri kuedza kuti tizotsvagawo amai Joyce Mujuru kuti tinzwe kwavari tinoona kuti muZimbabwe ivowo vakambobata matomu ekunge vanga vari mutevedzeri wava Robert Gabriel Mugabe muchakabvu panguva iyo vakazobviswa zvavo asi vakambobata basa iri kwenguva yakati rebei saka tichange tiri kuda kuona kuti zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi tichitarisawo kuti zvii zvinoitwa nemudzimai anenge akabata basa guru rakadai uyezve kuti amai Kamala Harris mabasa api avangabata semudzimai zvinoreva here kuti madzimai vachawanikwawo vachipiwa mukana wekuti vawanewo vachibata mamwe mabasa epamusoro pangave pari muhurumende kana mumakambani tinoona madzimai mazhinji vanochema vachiti mabasa avanobata nguva dzakawanda havawanikwe ivo vachizowanawo muhoro unowanikwa ivo uchienderana nemabasa avanenge vachibata sa
yebo ke marvelous okwakathesi ke sesi omunye wethu ke osesixhasa ke ngujudith Isabel Dlamini yena okwele-United Kingdom sisezwa ukuthi usiphatheleni siyabona usazama ukuziqondiqondisa lapha uyangizwa
ye nyakuzwa
yebo ke kulunge ungabe lo mthakazi ovuliweyo kuradio kumbe ivolume sizwa kule echo
ngehlisa ivolume yami
ye hayi ungabe ule TV evuliwe
anikisa kuni akuhle
kodwa nje futhi sizakhuluma kekulento esilandelayo ngasoka
akulungi
ya umbuzo oqala kwenza ukuthi ngawo ukuthi lokhu ikhona kodwa camera oye sase kubona kusona
kulungile igama lami nguJudith Isabel Dlamini, umkhokhelo International Connections le Zimbabwean Community Group. Ngingupastor futhi ngilider le Rebuild. Ngisey United Kingdom, ngisey Bradford United Kingdom.
Yebo, kunjani khona lapho kule United Kingdom? Sefa ukuthi inani labantu abasebenza ngo-COVID-19 lokhele phansi.
Kunzima amakhaza lawo kulezi nsuku kuyaqanda. Siku-lockdown yesibili okwamanje. So kunokwesaba abantu bayesaba ukuthi ikhefu lekhisimusi bazalidlalela bebodwa. Ngoba manje nako kungavunyezi ukuthi abantu behambe ezindlini beyovakatshela abanye abantu.
Ngezinye indlela sikhuluma nge-lockdown yana lokuyana.
Ye, iqinile. Bengikhuluma lo munye usisebenzele ukuthi lapha abanye ama-Nepalese bahamba bahlangana bengu-20 endlini babhadaliswa i-£100 each. So ungahamba endlini omakhelwane befonela amapholisa uyahlawula.
Yoyeaukuqinisa ngempela ukuthi abahlupha abanye abathelela abantwanabahambe esikolo.
Abantwana yibo abahambe esikolo lakho yikho ngani kulohlupho mbijana ngoba kwesinye isikhathi bayahamba kuyabe kulabantu okade bele COVID esikolo kugcine sothiwa kabahlale ezindlini.
Yeah,
the corona is really high here. We're on the second lockdown. So we don't even know whether we will be able to meet with friends and family on Christmas time. So it's a really serious issue. If you go to someone's house and your neighbors report you, you will be fine. But kids are still going to school. There's some kids that they got in contact with people that have got COVID. So it's really bit difficult as kids goes in, but they're trying to see that the kids go to school. It's not easy. And then like right now it's cold, especially I live in the northern England where it's cold, no sunshine. And then there's a lot of depression. People are suffering through depression because people can't go anywhere. People usually go for shopping by the time of the year. And then even online, if people can shop online, people don't have money to do that. So we have this problem here.
Yes, and if you can briefly explain what are the organizations that you lead and what role are you playing during this COVID-19 epidemic and the stress which you're talking about, both in the United Kingdom and in Zimbabwe?
I lead International Connection Rebuild and the Zimbabwean Community Group in Bradford. Right now at the moment, we have here people that this time of the year, they move into accommodation with nothing. So people still deliver, we still deliver furniture for them, even though it's a bit difficult to go. And then try to help people back home with their finance, those that are struggling with that food. So that's what we're trying to do at the moment. As well, those who are here, we never know. There's some groups that you are able to buy your food here, and then the food get delivered in Zimbabwe. So there's within Zimbabwean Community Group, there's some other people that they run their groups where people can pay money here and then collect the food at home. So yes. that
Yes, and we did speak to you last time. We were talking about these mental problems that people encounter at this time. Do you still face those? And as a church leader, what help are you rendering to those people?
We do face those. Now we have quite a few marriage breakdown, which means it's really sad. Especially if you can see people that have been married for years, that they come in and then they're on separation. But what we can do is to encourage them and then just give them whatever support we can. Because sometimes if they're on separation and the other person have got no furniture, no food, we can give them moral, spiritual moral support and financially support. We can do whatever we can do.
Looking at the US elections, are the people following what's going on in the US? Do you follow the United States election? And how do people feel about the possibility of having a woman as the vice president? People are following it.
They're really happy about that. And most of the women are happy because I think women have been put behind over the years. People here, they're really excited that they can be a vice president. That give hope for other people, other women, that they can see a hope that there can be other women that are in a position like her. So people are really happy, yes.
That's interesting. Yes, we have Judith Isabel from the UK. Unfortunately, we don't have Lucy Ndongwe. I hope she's coming back. She dropped soon after we spoke to her, and she's just talking about.
Maybe I'm not sure if she's Shona.
And not our own.
Okay, Mumbo Tuzo Panya COVID 19 Kwaka Mirasi.
Kwaka Ipa Kunok. Corona Tonya and Yaban Barugufa. Because Chando Chachawandisa Saga Ban Barugupia Barugufa Kunok. And then Gwandiri in Tinokara, Northern England, is going to Manchester, Sarahuto, Nora Fula London. Last week, Zwangazuguma 3 degrees. So, Ban Yaban Barugufa.
Tombo Tarisanya,
Maybe Mangwana, Bamoba Zimai, Vanoona Mkana, Uti Baba Tungamiri. Because Kari Baruman Diva Vaito Tungamira, Bakat Basinga Tungamir. But Cherone saw Bakat Tinokona because Mishaga Yagawanda, Yagabatana Mai, Saga Nesuana Mai, Tinefunga Uti Tungamir. Sarayezu, you know, Toto wana kuti nesu tane mkana kuti mangwana chinoto kuna kuti titunga mireo.
Pane mazwiri, akataurwa namai Kamala Harris akakubatai.
Dab. Angangud. I'm on this upper corner, but all SM Mazan Rataura.
Tinona Muchirungu Vakati, I may be the first, but I'm not the last. Woman to
That's what this was until that Nesuo Tautona, Tautona Simbaruti Mangoana, because Batoti, Tasei Bati. But encourage out in a suo, Timbo Fungati, maybe Tango Zokira Zimbabwe, or Totunga Miravedue. Because Gosgongo Karat, Ungo Karachi, Prema Mueva, Kusina Zatino Eater, tinotofanira because isusu namai ndisu tinototarisana kumusha tochengeta vana tochengeta baba chero kana kusina chikafu mai vanototsvaka vaona kuti vanhu varwarara vanhu varara vadya saka tinogona kutungamira
munoona zvichiitika here muzimbabwe
because isusu vakadzi tikaita vision zvinoitika ini ndoto because ungangofunga ukangoti ichi ndinogona kuchiita unofunga unochiita ungangofunga unoita
mazwi akanaka in English
they say as a man thinks so is he. Isusu vakadzi tikangofunga kuti tinotungamira tichatungamira but tikangofunga kuti life yetu ndekuroorwa nekuitisa bana chete iko kwatisagara ikoko.
So you think that it's possible for women in Zimbabwe to also aspire to be president and vice president?
Kokela, njengoba sibona kwele
yini naye ngaba umsebenzi. Yeye mina ngiyathemba ukuthi lathi abesifazane siyayinalisa ukuthi sikhokhele uma sizimisele ngoba uma sizimisele akulanto engasibisele emuva ukuthi sibuyele emuva.
Hayi siyabonga kodwa sihlale khonapho ethangeni khona kuzethwa okuzakhulunywa ke. Nkosazana Victorious Maphitshile yena owe South Africa siyabonga ukuthi usixhase lanxa sisele lemzuzu emlutshwane. Yebo ke siyakwamukela Nkosazana Maphitshile.
Sanibonani linjani?
Ye ungasitshela Maphitshile ukuthi sokulokunye okwenzakalayo khona ngakho ngo-COVID-19 eSouth Africa simbonile umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ekhuluma. Kunjani okwenzakala khona ngakho kuthiwani selizavalelwa njalo sizwile lokuthi abantu sokuhlale bezile nokunye nje okuningi ungathini ngokungaphathi abesifazana ngalokho kukhulunywa
enkulumeni yakho umongameli we-South Africa uCyril Ramaphosa izolo okokuqala okuqhakambisileyo ukuthi kumele kuzilwe kuzilelwa abantu laba sebeshonile bebulawa ligciwane lele le-coronavirus kuphinde kuzilelwe futhi labantu labafayobesifa bebulawa abantu abesifazana labantwana under i-gender-based violence thina njengabomama sikuthethe nje njengokuthi wenze into enhle kakhulu ikakhulu la ku-gender-based violence ukuthi abantu abashonile labo bazilelwe vele esintwini umuntu uma eshonile kuyazizwa. So kuyinto enhle kakhulu.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala. Kodwa lani njengesangiyihlwelela amalungelo abesifazane. Nibamukela njani umlelo ukuthi kwele Melika la unkosana Kamala Harris angaba ngusekelo kamongameli amazweni lawa amakhulu amasibono esifazane kufunde siqakathekile wonke.
Yazi sijabule kakhulu. Okokuqala nje ukuthi iMelika ibe lesekela likamongameli elingumuntu wesifazane okuyinto yokuqala ukwenzeka eMelika kusibonisa ukuthi noma yini ingenzeka, anything is possible. So singabomama lokho kwakhamala kusibonisa ukuthi noma yini khona kungenzeka. Manje sifake inhliziyo zethu lengqondo zethu ekuthini lento le singomama siyayifuna iyaye ingenzeka. Siza kubona vele kusenzeka kuze kufike lakhona ngapha kithi e-Afrika. Sizaze kwelilanga siyawubona kuyathina ikhona uprezidenti noma eZimbabwe wesifazane ngoba sesikubona ukuthi kuyenzeka. Sijabula kakhulu ukuthi ilizwe laseMelika liyamukele umama njengesekela likamongameli.
Yebo ke hayi siyabonga. Time is not on our side. Ungasinika nje elakho elasikhulu. Namafitshane. Nkosazana Mathuli.
amamazokugcina ukuthi ebantwini ikakhulu lakho eSouth Africa kubo bonke abantu besifazane besilisa i-COVID-19 coronavirus isasekhona ayikapheli ukuthi abantu baku-arethileziwana ukuthi ukuthi coronavirus iphelile njengoba umangamele ethile izolo abantu abaqhubeke begeza izandla begqoka amamaski beqhelelane sizivikele singathathelani leli gciwane le-coronavirus.
Mina ngithi kibo omama lingazikhangeleli phansi liyinqaba yithi elisitholayo eziswini lisikhangele likhangele labo baba bethu sithi qinani lingabakhokheli bethu loba kade lisemuva lingabakhokheli lingazeyisi liyakwanisa ukuthi likhokhele kusasa kasibambaneni bomama siye phambili sizanqoba lokho okusenzayo wafanele sinqobe engqondweni zethu ngokucabanga kwethu but ngiyathemba ukuthi kusasa sizanqoba.
Hayi, siyabonga mashe aqakathekileyo kakhulu. We're coming to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guest, Beatrice Matuzi of Zim in Bogoto, and we also like to thank Isa Benjamin, who's a pastor, the UK, and leads several organizations.
I want to Wisconsin. Kunge vanga vaine tosangana zvakare mangwana pa Let's Talk ngatikurukurei. Ininzi ni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri ku Washington uko ndiri kutefenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pe COVID-19 uyezve tuda kukuzivisai kuti this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time you watch this program some of the numbers that we are giving you may have changed.
Siyabuya kuwe futhi Nkosazana Mathuthu utshele khona ngapho ukuthi ke nge COVID-19 sibona abantu bebuyiselwa emsebenzini laphana indawo lezane zavalwa zisavalwanga kwahamba njani khonaphana abantu babuyela ema-restaurants babuyela kuma-hair saloon konke kwenziwa kwaba.
Ya ama-restaurants lamasaloni avulwa kodwa ngeshwa unfortunately abantu abaningi siyakhala thina abomama abamama abaningi ababuyela ngemsebenzini ngoba loba kuvuli ngenxa yesimbekileyo sonke kodwa hhayi ababa nenhlanhla babiselwe emsebenzini baqhubeka bayasebenza siyabonga kakhulu.
Ye abakho abagcina beswela emsebenzini njengoba seza ukuthi sebezathatha abekhaya hhayi abenzini.
Abantu abaningi vele babuyela ngemsebenzini kodwa okwamanje silokhu nje abantu labona ababuyela emsebenzini basahlalela evalweni lona lolo njengoba seza ukuthi sokumele ukuthi amakhampani noba ama-restaurant lapha abaqhatshe abantu balapha e-South Africa la abantu abavela phandle kwinani labo lehliswe. So sihlalele evalweni lakhona ukuthi loba yinini mhlawumbe sokungenzeka kodwa siphinde futhi siyathandaza ukuthi kungenzeki ngalolo hlobo ngoba liningi baningi abantu besifazane abangalahlekelwa imisebenzi esingazi ukuthi nxa imisebenzi leyo ilahleka bazophila kanjani. Kuzaba into embi kakhulu kodwa siyathemba ukuthi angeke kuzokuhambe kuzokufike lapho loba nje kukhulunywa sifisa ukuthi ngani kuyakhulunywa kuphelele ekukhulunyeni kodwa kungenziwa.
Ye okokugcina kodwa ukuvulwa kwemingcele kwenza kube lula yini ukuthi abantu bethumele impahla ekhaya?
Ya sokungathi sokungcono khona loba nje kuthiwa emngceleni lapho abantu abakakwazi ukuthi bahambe kahle bahambe bazihambele kodwa ekuthumeleni impahla ama-truck la asasekhona sazihambisa impahla ziyahamba abantu bayadla ekhaya akufanani kodwa njalo futhi siyakhulula ukuthi i-government yaseZimbabwe sengathi ngakubhekisa lokhu ngoba kungathi yiyo esavale umngcele kakhulu okudlula i-government ye-South Africa. So uhulumende weZimbabwe ma engavulela imngcele yakhe ukuthi abantu bekwazi labo ukuthi abantu izihlobo kade sazigcina sikuhambe kahle sihambe emakhaya sizadinga lawo ma sizahamba siyotesta for i-COVID sihambe la ma-certificate a-negative ngoba siyesaba futhi singathelela abantu ngale khaya kodwa siyacela ukuthi uhulumende waseZimbabwe sengathi angasivulela ngokugcweleyo mhlawumbe amabhoda kwenzela ukuthi loba kudlula impahla lathi sihambe senelisa ukuthi siyofika emakhaya siyebona abantwana.
Siyabonga kakhulu oxoxa lawe Nkosazana Beatrice Matuthu oyizimi Mbokoto olivale isayo nosithembekile mhlawumbe.